Part 2. Private Victory. Habit 1. Be proactive. Principles of Personal Vision. Henry David Thoreau once said, "I know of no more encouraging fact than the unquestionable ability of man to elevate his life by conscious endeavor." As you read this book, try to stand apart from yourself. Try to project your consciousness upward into the corner of the room and see yourself in your mind's eye reading. Can you look at yourself almost as though you were someone else? Now try something else. Think about the mood you are now in. Can you identify it? What are you feeling? How would you describe your present mental state? Now think for a moment about how your mind is working. Is it quick and alert? Do you sense that you are torn between doing this mental exercise and evaluating the point to be made out of it? Your ability to do what you just did is uniquely human. Animals do not possess this ability. We call it self-awareness, or the ability to think about your very thought process. This is the reason why man has dominion over all things in the world, and why he can make significant advances from generation to generation. This is why we can evaluate and learn from others' experiences as well as our own. This is also why we can make and break our habits. You see, we are not our feelings, we are not our moods, we are not even our thoughts. The very fact that we can think about these things separates us from them and from the animal world. Self-awareness enables us to stand apart and examine even the way we see ourselves. Our self-paradigm, the most fundamental paradigm of effectiveness. It affects not only our attitudes and behaviors, but also how we see other people. It becomes our map of the basic nature of mankind. In fact, until we take how we see ourselves and how we see others into account, we will be unable to understand how others see and feel about themselves and their world. Unaware, we will project our intentions on their behavior and call ourselves objective. This significantly limits our personal potential and our ability to relate to others as well. But because of the unique human capacity of self-awareness, we can examine our paradigms to determine whether they are reality or principle-based, or if they are a function of conditioning and conditions.